the Ra is almost non-existent, the Ra that's inside of him. So Tzadikim are ones, though, that the Yetzer Hara is either kamat gone, or it's mamash gone, and it's mamash b'mahapich l'toif. We said that's called what Rav Shimon Yochai, these are b'nei aliyah v'hem ha'mu'atim. These are the b'nei aliyah, which there are very, very few b'nei aliyah. B'nei aliyah, what does b'nei aliyah mean? It means those who are mala, those who raise up their Yetzer Hara to a Yetzer Toif. The Yetzer Hara is the one. The Tzaddikim are the ones who raise up their Yetzer Hara, and they take the Yetzer Hara and they make it into a Yetzer Toiv. And we spoke about that at length last week. That's called being Mala B'nei Aliyah. They take the Yetzer Hara and they're Mala the Ra that's inside of them to Toiv. That's a Tzaddik. Tzaddik Gomor. I'm going to say another Taich, another explanation of how the word B'nei Aliyah relates to Tzaddikim Gemurim. And then he's going to tie them together. So the first pshat is taking the Ra and being mala'it, raising it up and making it tight. We spoke about how does the Tzaddik do tshuva, that's what we spoke about last week. Now we're going to speak about a new, different way of what B'nei Aliyah looks like. Last week was the Surmei Ra, now we're going to look at it from an Ase Toiv perspective. And then he's going to weave them together. We may not sit on the weaving part together so much. It's in the brackets and he used a lot of Kabbalistic terms, but we'll do our best. So we're on daf, tes vav and beis at the top. The word va'oid, two dots. Va'oid nikroim b'nei aliyah. There's another reason why tzaddikim, they are called b'nei aliyah. V'pnei shegam avoid dasam b'bechinetz va'ase toiv, b'kiyim ator u'mitzaseu hu l'tzor kevoya u'mala mala adaram ha'maylas. Because tzaddikim gemurim, when they do mitzvahs, when they're mekayim mitzvahs, their pure kavana is purely for lamala, b'shvil lamala. That's what it means in b'nei aliyah. Everything that they do is purely for lamala. Complete the shema. V'lo kidei ledavka bo yisparach b'vad, the rabbat summon navsham atzama la Hashem. Not to quench their thirst for their desire. They don't even care about quenching their thirst for Hashem that they have, for the longing, for the dvikas that they have. Like it says in the pasuk, anybody who's thirsty, go to Mayim, go to Torah, go connect to Hashem. Tzaddikim, they're thirsty, they're very thirsty. But that's not why they do a mitzvah, and that's not why they're Mekayim. That's not why they do mitzvah, that's not why they learn Torah. It has nothing to do with quenching their thirst that they have for Hashem. Elikit, the pirshut b'tikunim, it's like the Zohar says, Eizuhu chosid, hamis chosid im koinoi. Who is a chosid? Who could you say is called a chosid, a pious person? Somebody who's mischasid im koina, he does a chesed with his creator, im kandile, that he makes himself a kan, like a chsanya, a dwelling place, a living place for a Kaddish Baruch Hu in this world. The yachda kuchabrichu shchinti b'tachtonim, to connect, to make a yichud, I'm not going to get into this concept right now, to make a yichud between kuchabrichu u'shchinti. This thing called kuchabrichu, which is a very high level of elokus, and Shechinte, and the way he reveals himself in this world, and you and find those two things together, which is the Ratzon of Hashem in this world. So this Yichud of Kudsh Bichu Shechinte, what Hashem wants, the Tzaddik's soul desire is for this. This is what he doesn't care, he doesn't even look at his own self, at his own thirst that he has for Kodesh Baruch Hu, for that desire to connect even. He doesn't even care about the Dveikas he has. His pure desire is for one thing and one thing only. I want to do what Hashem wants in this world. I want what Hashem wants. And that's the Yachid Kuchabrichu Shchinte, to make this unity between Kuchabrichu Shchinte. And he brings the Zohar to try to bring out this idea. And it says in the Halakha Zohar, in Parashat Tetzei, Kebaro deishtel de basar avoy v'imei, derachim lun yotim mergarmei, benav shevuruchim v'nishmasei. Like somebody who is... his father and his mother is in captivity, they're captive somewhere, and he wants to free them, and he's willing to give up his own self, his own life, his own nefesh, ruach, neshama, his own soul, in order to save his parents from being captive. And he gives him alayu, and he gives up his self completely for them. The mitfraklon, in order to redeem them, like I explained in another place, meaning he's willing to give up everything that he has for his parents. So too it is a tzaddik gamor. A tzaddik is a person who's willing to give up their complete self purely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Purely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To just do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Is that clear? Any questions? Awesome. So now what he's going to do, and I'm going to try my best to explain this. He's going to explain how these two pshat of Bnei Aliyah, the first pshat of Bnei Aliyah means taking his ra and making it into taif. And now this new idea of a Bnei Aliyah, of doing it purely for Aliyah, which means to bring Kutcher Birch Lushkinte into this world. And he showed that really they go hand in hand with each other. So he says like this. So there's two big concepts. It's really one big concept, there's two sides. There's something called Mun and Mad. Okay? Mun and Mad. Mun, I'm going to do my best. You guys will... We'll try. Mun is called Mayin Nukvin. It's the waters of the Nekeva. Mad is stands for Mayin Dukrin. The waters of the male. What's in between a male and a female? One's a Mashpia and one's a Makabo. Mayin Nukvin is what the Makabel does in order to bring down Hashpa from Lamala. So let's say you have a Rebbe and you have Talmidim. A Rebbe is the Mashpia, and the Talmidim are the ones who are the Makabel. In order for the Rebbe to want to give over Hashpa to the Talmidim, the Rebbe needs to see that the Talmidim want to hear the Hashpa from the Rebbe. If they don't want the Hashpa, the Rebbe doesn't want to give over the Hashpa. The Rebbe's Hashpa is dependent in how much the Talmidim, they show the Tshuka in order to hear what the Rebbe has to say. That's called a Mayin Nukvin. So you guys better show, you guys really want to hear what's going on here right now. Mayin Nukvin means that I, as the Makabel, am arousing the Mashpia. I'm doing something to make the Mashpia want to give over. That's called Mayin Nukvin. So that's, it's called, in the Svarim HaKadoshim, Isirus HaSata, or Mayin Nukvin, Mon. I'm making an arousal down here that causes afterwards that there should be, in the way he's going to say it, is a Yichud, which should then cause afterwards that the Rebbe wants to give over, that there should be a Hashpah that comes down from Shemayim, down the Mata. That's how the system works. Klai Yisrael, we do an Avoda down here, we're a Malemon, we bring up from the Mata, and then afterwards, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he sees our Tshuka towards him, and he wants to give to us. Is that clear? Any questions on that? Okay. So v'shneim oylem kana echad. These two pirushim of the tzaddik that he takes his ra and he's mevara his ra, and this idea of bringing Kadosh Baruch Hu into this world, they go hand in hand. Ki aide habirurim shemevarim menoiga. When we are mevarer, when we take our ra and we bring our ra to toiv, that's called being mevara noiga. This causes malin mayin nukvin. This causes an arousal and a zerusa to the sata, and the talmidim doing something that the hashpa should now go up. V'natim yichud miyodim. This causes a big yichud in shemayim. So you see, the tzaddik when he takes himself and he's mevarim, and he works out his ra to make it toiv. The more he does that, he causes that it should go up lamala. Lehoirid mayin dechurin. This causes that now Hashpa should come down to this world through every single mitzvah afterwards. That afterwards the Hashpa that comes down, that's called the Mayim Dechurim. That's called the waters of the Mashpia, of the male. What does it mean really, Mayim Dechurim? What does Hashpa really mean? It means bringing down a kus into this world. The slavish that Kadosh Baruch Hu should now come into this world and to be mislavish inside of this world, that he should now have a home in this world. So a tzaddik, when he takes his ra and he's mala the ra inside of him, this causes that there should be, it should go up Lamala. That's like the Talmidim showing the Rebbe how much they want the Hashpah of the Rebbe. And now afterwards, the Rebbe, Akash Baruch Hu, is Mashpia, and he gives down into this world Hashpah. And he makes that there should be this Yichud Akash Baruch Hu B'tachtonim. Is that clear? Any questions? L'chaim. Huh? Chaim Baruch.
So where am I Nukmin and Hashem's mouth?
Right. Where am I Nukmin? He's my Nukmin.
So
yeah.
We have no
Shaykh. That's a bad in him. That's bad in Shaykh to him. There is an aspect of that you could always say, but the Pashas, this is the way that it works.
What is Mayim?
It's like water. It's like the water, which is like the Mayim of Chesed. Mayim of Chesed. It's like Hashba. Meme, it's like really the waters. Yeah. That's where I think so. So, we spoke about the Avodah of Lishma over here. I want to build on the Avodah of Lishma. And this is going to be a little bit of a higher madrega, a higher level. And, of course, every level has many madregas to it, there's many steps to it. But this is definitely a high madrega, the madrega of Lishma. Spoken over here, doing things lishma, doing things purely for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. I don't have any desire to fulfill my thirst. Rather, I'm doing it purely for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And that's a real, real avoid of lishma, and I want to try to bring it out. But see, then this idea of avoid of lishma is huge. Like, mom is a huge avoid. If somebody went over to my Rebbe's Rebbe, the Minchas Yehuda, the Yehuda Mr. Chin, and it was a group of yeshiva bachrim from a local yeshiva, I think in Borough Park. And they went over to him, and he was already very weak at the time, and he was very, very old. And they went over to him, and they said, you know, what is Chassidus? What is Chassidus? That was their question. And because of how he was, you know, he didn't have the energy to give them a whole shmooze. But so he said to them one word, Chassidus, Lishma. Lishma. That's Chassidus, Lishma. Chassidus, Sirkach Baruch Hu Lishma. It's another story with his grandfather, the Rosh Dabar Rav. It's a little bit of a tifa story. You can have questions on it, but I'll say it anyway. The Rosh Dabar Rav, Moshe Rosh Dabar, he was the son of Rabbi Elazar Jacobur, who was son of the Rav Chitzur Rav. And Rav Moshe Rosh Dabar, huh? Son. Rav Chitzur Rav, sure. So Rav Moshe Rosh Dabar, He was alive and at the same time as the Rusak of Dov Belz and the Divya Chesko, the Shin of Arav, the son of the Divya Chaim. And he held that the Divya Chesko, the Shin of Arav, and the Rusak of Dov Belz, those were the Siddiqim of the door. He held that those were the biggest Siddiqim. And they're making a Sifa, I don't know for what, internet Sifa, why not? Yeah, they're making some of the Sifa. And He never went to any asifas. And the couple of this asifa, because it was these two siddiqim who he was very much marich, and being very, very chosh of a siddiqim, he felt that he should go to the asifa, and his sons were very much pushing him to do so. I believe his sons were pushing him to do so. And if he never went to any of these asifas, he felt that it wasn't the right thing to do to go to these asifas, but for them, he was going to go. So he goes out, and he had a goy who was his wagon driver, and he gets into the wagon, and the goy asks him, I wish I knew the Yiddish, it would be much cooler to say over the story, but the goy asked him, and he said, where are we going? So the Rav said to him, he said, we're going to Bilti. That's where we're going to Bilti. Where was the sifa? Not in Bilti, okay? So where are we going? We're going to Bilti. The goy looks at him and he says, we're very, very far away from Bilti. So he gets up and says, you see what the goy just said? We're very, very far from Bilti Hashem Levado. He got up, walked out of the wagon, and went home and didn't go to the Sifa. So you see how far the Siddiqim, they take this inion of Bilti with Kulei Kulei Lishmos, Kulei Bilti Hashem Levado. He got up, walked out of the wagon, he felt that for him it wasn't Bilti Hashem Levado, and he left. Tzadikim, especially in the Chiyad of Baal Shem Tov. Huh?
What kind of questions
did you ask in the story? Ah, whatever, yeah. The Tzadikim, they had Allah, especially in the cheder of the Noam and the Melech, they're very, very into it. The Chozim Lubin was a big tzaddik, and even before he said that the Noam and the Melech worked on him, after he was ready, Baal Ruch HaKodesh, when he came to the Noam and the Melech, and he said the Noam and the Melech worked on him like a dry piece of, a wet piece of wood that he tried to ignite, to make on fire. That's how hard he worked on him, because he felt he wasn't the Shema properly. So you see that Tzaddikim, this is what he wanted to do. Their whole avodah was purely built in Hashem about the Shema. So we're talking about a big madriga, but we're going to, of course, there's many different levels to it. So there's more auspicious times where we connect to it. And we'll try to understand it. It's important to understand, and that's how we can relate to it. So he said that Tzaddikim, we said that they're mevara the ra inside of them. They get rid of the ra inside of them. This getting rid of the ra inside of them and being mal the ra to toiv really goes hand in hand with the avodah of the Shema. What is ra? What is ra? We spoke about this before. What is a ra? What is klipa? We spoke about this before. Ra means that there's something in this world that identifies itself as being its own ani, its own self, outside of Elokos. Ra means that I could feel that I am my own identity. That's what Ra means. Ra means I feel a certain anoichis about myself. Now, when a person feels a certain anoichis about myself, when I feel a certain anoichis outside of Elokos, a person who feels anoichis feels that they are a makabal. They feel the necessity to be mekabel things. Masha Enkin, a person who's mevara the ra inside of them, they get rid of the ra inside of them, and they lose their own anoichis, their own I, their own ani, that allows them to remove themselves from the feeling of, I want to become a mekabel, and instead I transform myself into being a mashpia, to being a noisim. Any questions on that? Is that clear?
It's
not bad. It has to be the right type of makaba. But ba'etam, a pure lishma means a pure noisin. That's what a real lishma means. Like he says over here, there's nobody who wants, he doesn't even want to have the devekas that he's getting. The tzom al chonavshi, he's willing to give it all up purely for yichud kutcher b'yichud shchinte. He wants to be a pure. You know, we live our lives, and you know, so let's say, you know, we want to eat food. Why do I want to eat food? Eating food, I mean, let's say you're eating food in the wrong way. I eat food, why? Because I want to be a makabel. I'm bringing things into my dalet amos. I'm eating a piece of steak now, I'm eating a piece of sushi, I'm eating whatever. I'm doing things to fulfill my hana by eating those foods. I am being a makabel through eating those foods. Those foods are being mashpia to me, hana. I am fulfilling my desire. Then you have people, let's say, who they want to just give chesed. They're balei chesed. They purely want to give chesed. And their whole desire is purely just to give chesed. And it's natural for him. He's a natural giver. He's a natural noisim. But even in that maisa of giving and giving chesed, there's still a level of a makabel over here. What is the feeling of Kabbalah that he's getting through, even though he's fulfilling his teva given over chesed? It's the hana that he's getting because he's fulfilling his teva of being giving over chesed. A real true noisin is I have no hana that I want from this maisa. There's no hana that I want to receive from this maisa. Hana maybe will come naturally, but a real noisin is that there's no alternative motive except just to give. Let's say you have two Rosh Yeshivas, and each one of them equal in how much they know. They're both big, huge, major Talmidei Chachamim. One of them, everybody comes to listen to him. He has 200 people coming to every single shir he said. The next Rosh Yeshiva, every shir he gives, 5 people, 10 people. Not so many people are coming. So this Rosh Hashiva, he starts to feel bad about himself. He starts to feel, you know, this Rosh Hashiva, what's he different than me? I know just as much as he knows. We even could speak, let's say, we both have the same level of giving over. So why does he have 200 people and why do I only have 5 people? This question, for a person who's living a life purely lishma, is completely puzzling. Because what difference is it to you if who's giving over Hashem's Torah to this person, to people, and be mashpia Hashem's Torah into this world? A true noisin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a person who cares just that Hashem's Torah is being mashpia into this world. That's what he cares about. His only true desire, his sole desire, is purely Hashem's Torah should be put into this world. That's what it means, a true noise.
Wouldn't it be bigger to Hashem if 200 people learn Hashem's Torah or 5?
It would be, but there could be 200 people that go here, and there's 5 people that go here. So what? There's 200 people who are learning Torah by him. Who cares that they're not by him? Let's say those other 200 people that could have been by him go to him, now there's 400 people over there. Would it have made a difference? Should it make a difference then? No. Because the purpose is that I just want Hashem's cover to be in his God into this world. So my Kabbalah that I'm receiving should make no difference to me. It's purely being noisy. You know, we find this by the Malachim. The Malachim say, I don't have a sitter in front of me, but it says, V'kulam mekavim ol malchus shemayim zeh mizeh. V'noisim, and this is far, it's much nicer. V'kulam mekavim ol malchus shemayim zeh mizeh. V'noisim ba'ahava v'shu zeh lezeh. The Yoytzer Menachas Ruach, they all are mekabel ol malchus shemayim. And this one, ba'ahava, gives this one rishus. This one gives this one rishus. And kulam, everybody comes together and they all say what? They're going to be in the Hakdis, the Yerzanom, Penachas, Ruach. They all give a Kodesh Baruch Hu's covered. It doesn't make a difference if I do it. I want you to do it. No, I want you to do it. No, I want you to do it. I don't care. I just want a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name should be nisgal into this world. And it doesn't matter who's doing it and how it's being done. That's called a real noisin. Real noisin, he doesn't care at all about how it affects him, what he's doing, the Kabbalah that he's getting. Okay, he might be Makabal something. Okay, fine. But that's not his motive at all. His motive is purely, I want to be a noise into the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, a real lishma. Of course, this is a very, very high madriga. So, the more that a person is mevarer his ra inside of him, the more that he gets rid of the ra inside of him, that's the more and more he gives up this selfish type of makabo that he wants for himself to be makabo. And he now becomes more and more of a giver. This is how Kodesh Baruch Hu gives. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created the world in order to be mative. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Svarim say he's toiv, and the tev of a toiv is to be mative. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's toiv is a pure toiv, a purely wanting to give, that's for sure. So the more and more varar our ra inside of us, the more and more we get rid of this wanting to be mekabel, for ourselves, which is the ra inside of ourselves, the more and more we start to become and reveal our chelik al-kaim ma'ala inside of us, our neshama that's inside of us, which starts to emulate the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. And that's us giving to Him in a pure way without us wanting a pure noisin. Any questions on that? It's a very hard in. I try my best to be in my mazbret. Any questions? Klar? Don't be shy. The Tzaddik just wants the Ma'at to happen.
What?
The Tzaddik...
Is the Ma'at mashpia on... Is there a Shafa on him or Shafa on the Lord?
He says it's bringing out Kutcher Brick Roshkite in the world. That's what he wants. That is his pure nesina that he's giving. He just wants Hashem's name to be nisgal into this world.
After
Yifu,
huh?
Yeah.
His man. All he's saying is to make it Yifu.
Which it brings down Hashem to this world. And that's what he really wants. Because that's what Hashem wants.
So what is that Hashem? And the goodness is the more revealed Hashem?
Say it like that. So based on this, which I want to answer a question. We find by Karbonas that there's a big emphasis that the korban should be lishma. It's almost unique in how much emphasis there is by korbanos that there should be lishma by a korban. And we know that korbanos, in fact, if the korban is not lishma, then the baal is not yotei chayva of the korban. Still a valid korban, but there's different ways. The Gemara discusses in many different ways how a korban, when is it not called lishma, when is it lishma, okay, when it's not. You might say a korban needs to be lishma. So kohanim, they're the ones who are unique to the avoda of korbanos. So the question is, why are kohanim, it was Bechorim originally, who are supposed to be unique to this, but why is it that our kohen over here, he's going to be the one who's unique to korbanos? But then I said, what is a kohen? What is a kohen really? If I may. I'm about to make you very, very big right now. I'm about to expose you big time, so. A kohen is like this. See, Adam Rishon by the chait. Before the chait, Adam Rishon was a pure giver. A pure noizim to Kadosh Baruch Hu, a pure lishma. Because, like we said before, what stops us from being able to be a noizim in its fullest? It's ra. Whole zman that we have ra inside of us, we live with ra as being a part of our system, we are lacking the ability to be able to give over hashpa in a proper way, to the max. When we're mabara ra, we could give over, we could be a nosein in its fullest form. So before the chait, Adam Rishon, he had no ra inside of him. Where was the ra originally? The ra was outside of him. It was b'chutz. What was the chiddush of the chait of Adam Rishon? The chiddush of the chait of Adam Rishon was now that the ra no longer is outside of him, but it come to be a part of his system. The ra now entered into Adam Rishon. This is a very big insight. That the ra is never be'etim part of the mahus of a mensh. It was an addition that came after the chait of Adam Rishon. After Adam Rishon was chaited, the ra became a part of the person. So that means that what before the chait, Adam Rishon was a pure noisein, because there was no ra inside of him. He was completely shema. Now, after the chait that he did a chait, the ra now becomes a part of his system. And afterwards, Klai Yisrael, we know they go to Matan Torah, and by Matan Torah, the Gemara tells us, Patku Zamasan. This filth that they got from the chait of the Eitz Hadas that the Nachash put inside of them, this filth that was inside of them, this Zuhama, was mistaken by Matan Torah. Which means that everybody in Klai Yisrael at that time became like this Madriga of other Marishan, Koidim Lachit. This was unbelievable, this was like the best time of all of history was by Matan Torah. When Klai Yisrael, they reached a Madriga, which is like other Marishan again, Koidim Lachit, that it was completely Nifsach from Nara. Like Chazal say, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Luchos, Al Tikrei Charus. Don't write that it was Charus on the Luchos, it was engraved on the Luchos. Ela Cheres. Klai Yisrael, they reached a Cheres, Zal Darshan Cheres, the Malach HaMalach from the Yitzhara. Klai Yisrael, at that time, they rid themselves completely of the Yitzhara, and they were Zaycha to a certain Madrega of purely Lishma. Of purely Lishma. That's why whenever we learn Torah Lishma, we're really like going back to like those Luchos Rishonos, which we have no Ra inside of us. Side point. That's the Madrega of Torah Lishma. But every single time, so Klai Yisrael, at that time, they reached a Madrega of Lishma. Back to other region, Koidim Machit. But what happened after that was the Chete Egel. And the Chete Egel brought Klal Yisrael back to Madriga of, again, of being like Odom Arishan, Koidim Machit again. Which means that they fell and the Ra was Niknas inside of them again. And now they're holding again of a lacking of a Madriga of the Shema. But there was one Shevet that was not a part of that chait. There's one sheva not a part of that chait. And the only sheva not a part of that chait was the sheva Levi. I'm not going to speak how this worked out by Levi, we'll speak about Kohanim. Sorry, whoever's Levi in here. Sorry. When it came to the chait, the eagle, there was one sheva that was not a part of that chait. Who was that sheva? That was sheva Levi. So you can't say that Shevet stayed on this unbelievable Madriga of other region Kodim Lachet Mamish because Klal Yisrael came down. So since they're part of the Klal, they had to come down with the rest of the Klal. But Lamaisa, this Shevet, they stayed on a madrega of being, of having a connection to other Rishim Koydon Lachay. So Mamela, Rabbi Yisrael over here, he has a madrega of being like other Marishan Koydon Lachay inside of him still. Because he wasn't Paskas Du'a Muslim from, he still had a madrega on a certain level of Paskas Du'a Muslim by Har Sinai. So Mamela, that's the Pshat that Kohanim, they're the ones that do this Avodah Lishma of Karbanos. Because in order to be able to do an Avodah of the Shema of a Karbanos, you need to be like Adam Rishon Kodim L'Chet. You need to be able to tap into like Adam Rishon who he was before he did the Chet, which means a pure giver, a pure Noisin. That's what it means, Lishma. And you should be a pure giver, and that was like Adam Rishon Kodim L'Chet. So the Kohanim, before the Kohanim, they remained on that Madrega by Har Sinai of being like Adam Rishon on a certain level of Kodim L'Chet, which means that they could still keep this madriga of being lishma. So Mamela, that's why Kohanim, they're the ones who get to do the avodah of karbanos, which is an avodah of lishma. Is that clear? Any questions? Clear? Making pretty good, right? Right. So really, every single Shabbos, see, this is a big avodah, we said, and of course there's many different madrigas to this, and every yid has to work slowly but surely to climb higher and higher in order to connect more and more into the Avodah Lishma. And really, every single Shabbos, we know we reached a certain Madrega by Shabbos, but there's also a certain getting rid of the Ra. See, a Neshama, we said, also is a pure giver. A Neshama is a pure giver. The more you're Magal, your Neshama, the more of a pure giver you become. So since Shabbos is the Yom of the Neshmasa, Shabbos is the day of the Neshama, it means on Shabbos a Yid is able to tap in more and more to this Avodah Lishma, and to be able to Magal this Lishma. That's why on Shabbos, it says that there's no more Yitzhak. It's parashat Mesitra Akko Kodinim is Aramina. All the Ra is gone, is batal on Shabbos. Which means, since the Ra is batal on Shabbos, it means that Shabbos is the time where we have to tap in more and more and to contemplate more and more. Hashem, how am I going to be more and more of a noising to you? How am I going to be more and more of a pure noising to you? We have to strive more and more to become more and more and more of a noising. And this is the avodah of a Yid. So, Amit Hashem, we should all be Zaycha to slowly keep climbing and climbing and climbing, in order we should be able to reach this avodah of the Shema, to mivara ara, to become a pure noise into Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to reach these high madrigas, Mitzvah Shem.